This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. So, of course, it's that time of year when many of us are planning holidays. A huge, huge part of that, of course, is also thinking about where we want to stay when we're planning to Cuti Cuti Malaysia. And I think, you know, the important thing that we're trying to get across here and the interesting thing about our country is that it isn't just hotels that are available to us, right? We have homestays, we have kampung stays, we have hostels, and the experience you get at staying at each is going to be so different. And in fact, I think depending on the location that you're traveling to, the accommodation that you choose can give you a completely different experience of the place. So we wanted to talk about all the different options that are available to us in the country and basically what each of them have to offer. And that's what we're getting into. But we'd like to know from you, when you're traveling around Malaysia, what kinds of accommodation do you personally like staying in? Do you actually look out for alternatives to hotels? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now joining us on the line is Iskandar Mirza Mohamed Yusof, Senior Director of the Domestic and Events Division at Tourism Malaysia. Iskandar, good to have you with us. So with state borders open, travel back to normal, what are some trends for domestic travel? What can Malaysian travellers look out for?
Okay, thank you very much. As you know, nowadays Malaysians may be more cautious in crowded locations as a result of the pandemic, but they are still eager to visit famous tourist destinations such as Kuala Lumpur, Penang, Langkawi and so on. In a survey done by Agoda, they found out that Malaysians are still interested in well-known domestic tourist sites, with just slight variations in the top 20 destinations. The top five most popular locations are Penang, Pahang, Kuala Lumpur, Johor Bahru, and Melaka. KL and Penang metropolitan environment provide visitors with all of the sights and sound of modern life, while also retaining the unique historical attraction, where Penang is also known for its gastronomic excellence, as you know, for its nasi kandar, rojak, and so on. It's predicted that post-pandemic travelers will avoid large crowds, which are often located in the popular states and town. And therefore, the public may now prefer less packed locations compared to more congested ones. Travelers will increasingly worry about whether it be of space or facility. So therefore, Malaysians are now prefer to off the beaten path places for their vacations. This include national parks or beaches and so on. One of the most popular ways for Malaysians have been discovering travel is by searching out local areas they have never visited before. Okay. For example, according to a survey by Agoda, Kuala Rumpur in Pahang saw the greatest increase in terms of the demand for the destinations for domestic tourism. Over there, there's a lot of things you can do. Actually, it's a place where you go to Tioman, but Kuala Rumpur itself is a place where you can do a lot of activities, which includes some adventure, nature, culture, and gastronomy. Yeah, so these are among other things that the destination that people will go after the pandemic.
So could you take us through the different types of travel accommodation that are available in Malaysia?
Okay, actually, it may vary according to their preference and traveling patterns of those tourists, Malaysian tourists. Yeah, for example, for those who are seeking for leisure, they might opt for resort type of accommodations or hotels that provide complete facilities such as swimming pools and entertainment for the family. Yeah, you can see that nowadays people are looking for beach resort. While those who seek our culture experience, they may opt for homestay. And for sure, in Malaysia nowadays, we have a lot of homestay accommodation package that is relatable to childhood memories, which provide authentic local dishes, traditional wooden house, and not to mention experiencing local activity. such as rubber taping, tree planting, or how to feed the chicken and so on. And the new trend nowadays in Malaysia is glamping. Glamping, which is a combination of glamour and camping. It's a new type and a very unique type of accommodation, and usually it's blend with the nature itself. And this is a trend among those who are seeking new experience and traveling. Unlike the traditional ways of camping, glamping will provide basic facilities, normally minimum, but in a much more comfortable way. And they have outdoor activities and cater for family and small group, as it always close to nature. There's a lot of glamping nowadays, especially in Pahang or in Selangor, which is available for domestic tourists.
Right. And can you tell us more about homestays and kampung stays specifically? I mean, how are they different from other types of accommodation?
All right. Thank you. As in the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture, we acknowledge these two types of accommodations. One is homestay and the other is kampung stay. Generally, a homestay preferred to the experience of tourists or visitors living together with that selected host family in that kampung while interacting and experiencing the day-to-day life of the family, including their cultural lifestyle. So this is usually in a kampung, village, and so on. So that means the tourist must stay together with the host in the same house, so that they can more interact with the host or the family. And they can exchange knowledge, culture, and experience. And then the host family also will provide the foods and close to the tourist itself. Where else the kampung stay is still at the kampung or at the village itself, but the accommodation is not in the house. It's outside the house of the host. But they can still experience the same culture or normal day-to-life activities of the villages. And in Malaysia, we got a lot of this homestay, and they give a very good experience, which nowadays people might not experience, just like the experience of paddy fields, the experience of rubber taping. And we have this in every state. The nearest to the Klang Valley is the Banguri's homestay in Selangor, near Sepang. That is the nearest to Klang Valley.
So if we're talking to someone who has not experienced a homestay or a kampung stay, how would you convince them to give it a go?
Okay. All right. If someone hasn't experienced it before, this is something that we should explore more, because nowadays the experiential tourism, these are the things that we try to promote among the Malaysians. While they travel, they should experience themselves the tourism elements of the area, the surrounding area. And while you stay in homestay, these are the things, especially for those who stay in big cities. I remember there's a homestay in Kedah. They mentioned to me that every year there is this one Chinese family. They always bring the children to the homestay because they want the children to feel the experience to live in a kampung, how to feed the chicken, Normally here in a big city, when you never experience to feed the chickens and so on, and how to, go to the river in the kampung, in a village, and how to catch fish using your hands, and then how to do rubber taping and so on. These are the experience that the memories, the old ways of people in Malaysia is doing. So these are the things that we would like to promote, the experiential tourism. Even in some place, they try to promote wedding ceremonies of the local. And if you go to some of the homestay, major homestay in Sabah, you can experience even to see the nature itself, such as the fireflies, such as to see the orang utan and so on along the river in Kinabatangan.
So where can people find information and make bookings for homestays and kampung stays?
Okay, we have our website www.jomhomestay.my. This is a special portal. It's a joint promotion cooperation between Kampung Stay and Homestay Malaysia Association and the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture through Tourism Malaysia. I repeat, the website is www.jomhomestay.my.
Right, and can we look forward to any special offers?
Yes, currently at this moment, we have a 50% discount on homestay packages in this portal that www.jomhomestay.my. This is being offered under the economic stimulus package program of the ministry. A total of 150 packages from 60 clusters of homestay operators from all over Malaysia were involved. And the package price is as low as 80 ringgit, 80 Malaysia ringgit per person. So I think this is very good packages. People can take opportunity to travel, especially by in December we have holidays. Yeah? So take the opportunities to travel to and to stay in our home state in Malaysia.
So would you have any final thoughts to share as we look forward to international borders opening up for tourism?
Oh, yes. The Malaysian government is right now able to reopen its borders to overseas visitors, yeah, as soon as January next year. Okay, at this moment, as you know, we only allow international visitors to visit Langkawi beginning on the November 15. And that we would like to monitor the situation there. If the situation is okay in Langkawi and everybody is adhered to the rules and regulations, then we will consider, the government will consider to reopening the entire country to tourists. We believe that we will be able to open it sooner rather than later if we complete of all the standard operating procedure. Yeah. So we hope the success of Langkawi will give us opportunity to open back our international borders and they can visit all other destinations in Malaysia.
Iskandar, thanks for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
That was Iskandar Mirza Mohamed Yusof, Senior Director for the Domestic and Events Division at Tourism Malaysia. Just to repeat that link once more, if you want to book your homestay or kampung stay, it is www.jomhomestay.my. You can also find more information at malaysia.travel. So yeah, some pretty convincing arguments being put forth there for considering alternatives to hotels when you're planning your travels. Let us know. What kinds of accommodations do you like staying in? Have you stayed in any homestays or kampung stays that you'd particularly recommend? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back to wrap up the news of the week after this. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.